This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. The first U.S. COVID-19 vaccine shipments will arrive at 145 locations around the globe. Around the country on Monday morning. U.S. Army General Gus Pernas said on Saturday during a press briefing, the United States authorized the Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine on Friday. Perna is the chief operating officer of the U.S. government's Operation Warp Speed program. He said the vaccine would start to ship on Sunday. And the chief executive of Germany's BioNTech said the biggest challenge facing it and partner Pfizer now that their COVID-19 vaccine is authorized for use in the U.S. will be to scale up manufacturing to meet huge demand. A Vietnamese court on Saturday sentenced the head of the Hanoi Center for Disease Control and Prevention to 10 years in prison after finding him guilty of wrongdoing linked to procuring equipment to help tackle the COVID-19 outbreak. The man was accused of overstating the cost of COVID-19 testing systems during a transaction, causing a loss of 5.4 billion dong, or more than $233,000, to the state budget, the Ministry of Public Security said in a statement. South Korea reported a record 950 daily coronavirus cases on Saturday, exceeding the late February peak of 909, with the president calling the country's third wave of COVID-19 an emergency. The South Korean authorities warned they may tighten social distancing restrictions to their strictest level, but are holding off for now. Japan saw more than 3,000 new infections of the novel coronavirus for the first time in one day Saturday, public broadcaster NHK reported, as the number of cases continues to rise this winter. And a 90-year-old grandmother from Britain became the first person in the world to receive the Pfizer vaccine outside of a trial. This is VOA News. World leaders should declare states of climate emergency in their countries to spur action to avoid catastrophic global warming. These were the words of UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres as he opened a climate summit on Saturday. He added that climate emergency should stay in place until carbon neutrality is reached. More than 70 world leaders are addressing the virtual gathering aimed at building momentum for much deeper cuts in planet warming emissions. This on the fifth anniversary of the 2015 Paris Climate Accord. Diplomats are watching summit speeches for any signs of significantly stronger climate pledges from countries including India, Japan, and China, which surprised many observers by announcing a goal to become carbon neutral by 2060. Media watchdog Reporters Without Borders voiced outrage Saturday at the execution in Iran of Rohullah Zam, a former opposition figure who had been implicated in anti-government protests. The organization said it had been warning the UN about the journalist's possible execution. Iranian state television said earlier Saturday that the counter-revolutionary Zam had been hanged after the Supreme Court upheld his sentence due to the severity of the crimes committed against the Islamic Republic. Iran's Revolutionary Guards announced the arrest of Zam in October 2019, claiming he had been directed by France's intelligence service. State television said he was under the protection of several countries' intelligence services. London-based rights group Amnesty International, in a statement after his verdict, described Zam as a journalist and dissident. It said the verdict marked a shocking escalation in the use of the death penalty as a weapon of repression in Iran. The first non-governmental aid convoy since fighting erupted last month has arrived in the capital of Ethiopia's northern region of Tigray. It's carrying desperately needed medicines and other items, the International Red Cross said on Saturday. The government restricted access to the region after fighting began on November 4th between the government and a rebellious regional force. The conflict in Africa's second most populous nation is believed to have killed thousands of people and displaced almost a million. Over 500 swimmers swam in the near-freezing waters of Tallinn Port in Estonia on Friday, taking part in a giant winter swimming relay in a country where the sport has been a popular way to counter the tedium of coronavirus restrictions. The swimmers ranged from a 9-year-old boy to an 83-year-old woman and included a pregnant woman who joked her effort should be counted for two. Via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News.